Nearly a year and a half after Superstorm Sandy, some homeowners on the Jersey Shore are finally seeing money coming in through state grants so they can begin to rebuild. But that good news comes with a catch for those unable to live in their homes during construction. Their new headache is finding somewhere else to live. Have you ever tried to rent on the Jersey Shore in the summer? From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WHYY's Tracy Samuelson explains.
Chuck Appleby's house in Seaside Park flooded during Sandy, which ruined his foundation. Because of the amount of damage to his home, he was required to rebuild at a higher elevation. So now the home is maybe 12 feet off the ground, resting on these temporary wooden towers, while construction crews begin work on his new foundation.
So some signs of progress.
Oh, yeah. Kids hate that word, progress.
Oh, really?
Oh, don't say that word.
The Applebys have lived in 5 different places in the last year and a half. Their current rental is up in June, and so Chuck's already hunting for where they'll go next.
There's no rentals around here. The rents go from around $2,000 a month upwards to $2,000 a week for all the seasonal rentals and the housing stock.
He's getting rental assistance through a state program right now, but it only lasts 6 months, and it's known for paying bills late. So it's not popular with landlords.
We have to tell the landlord, you know, we're not going to be paying the rent. Because they have to make a check out directly to them, the landlord, which is a good deal. I mean, it's not coming to me, it's going to them. But it is around, I guess, 4 weeks late, which could hurt people on the other end.
Appleby has pretty much given up on finding anything to rent near his home. He's actually now thinking about going to Florida for the summer, where it's the off season, rents are cheap, and they have some family friends. But his job is up here, and he wants to be able to check on the house as construction gets going. Joe Carr's also struggled to find a place when his Surf City rental expired at the end of April.
I've called the Sandy Recovery Program. I've called Ocean County Long-Term Recovery. I've called Catholic Charities. I've called Department of Community Affairs. I have called the Children's
It's
Home
a really
Society.
Long list, plus every real estate agent around. But he couldn't find anything he could afford. He's used up all of his rental assistance, and he still has to pay his mortgage. So he recently moved back into his gutted, moldy home.
I use my barbecue for my stove. Has a side burner. I reconnected my bathroom. I'm a union pipe fitter. So I just threw a toilet in. That's what I was doing today. So my girlfriend, if and when she comes up, has a place to go. There's no walls, but...
He says he'll stay until his contractor is ready to demo the house, likely sometime at the end of June. New Jersey Shore communities were already low on housing for renters before Sandy, says Arnold Cohen. He's the senior policy coordinator at the Housing and Community Development Network of New Jersey. And of course, Cohen says Sandy made things worse, causing
a decrease in the supply of rental housing because some of it was destroyed by the storm. And an increase in demand because many people who are former homeowners are now looking for a place to rent while their home is being repaired.
Cohen says zoning at the shore favors 1 or 2 family homes over larger apartment buildings. Long term, Cohen says the state needs to tackle this problem by building more affordable rental units. But Cohen is also trying to convince Governor Chris Christie's administration to tweak its current plans for a new wave of federal rebuilding funds, to put more money into grant programs for renters, to help in the short term. Instead of 6 months of rental assistance, he says they might need vouchers for 2 years. For Here and Now, I'm Tracy Samuelson in Seaside Park, New Jersey.
Well, let's check in now on how those federal rebuilding funds are affecting the construction industry. David Leonetti is a contractor who rebuilds and raises houses on Long Beach Island in New Jersey. And David, for people waiting for federal funding, they have the option of rebuilding over the next 4 years. So how is that affecting your business?
You know, it's made it better because it spread everything out. When the storm hit at the end of October, November, we were inundated by calls. My wife was on the phone every night till like 1 a.m. with people trying to help them with their questions. But we finally realized we just can't anymore. So we had to centralize to Long Beach Island and stick with where we live. And at this point, it made it better because it slowed everything down and spread everything out. So people had 4 years to do this with the grants and the ICC claims.
I see. But let me ask you, you mentioned that you were focused on the Long Beach Island area. How is the recovery going there so far?
It's going very well. I mean, the first question I ask the people, and I have to, because so many people in other areas like Little Egg and Beach Haven West and Ortlie and Lavalette, they were all dependent on government money to do this. So the first thing I have to ask people is, do you have the money to do this without government aid? And 98% of the people in Long Beach Island say, yes, I do. I have the capability to do it because it's a reimbursement program. You do the job and then ICC reimburses you later. So with that said, Long Beach Island seems like things are moving along much better here because of the people that have the financial means to do the projects without government help.
I'm wondering if you've spoken with fellow contractors in other parts of the state that were also hard hit, where maybe people don't have the financial means to wait for the government assistance, and how things have been going there.
I really don't know what's going on out of town, especially up north. I drove up there with my wife about a month ago, and we saw very few houses raised. Matter of fact, we found two in a couple mile radius in Seaside Heights and Ortlie. We drove around, and we saw very little action with house raising, where you drive up and down Long Beach Island, you'll see house raises on every other street.
Huh. So that makes me wonder if, it sounds like at least where you are, house raising, I mean, and when we talk about house raising, we're literally talking about lifting up the house several feet, right?
Yes, we're a little different than other house raisers in that I've been a builder for 35 years, so we do everything. We have our own equipment, we raise our own homes, we're insured privately. And we also do the other work that a general contractor would do included. So the people have a one-stop shop with us.
And roughly how many feet are you raising up the houses?
We either put it 1 foot above base flood elevation, which is the minimum required. For instance, base flood could be waist high. You have to put it 1 foot above that,
okay,
which would be about chest high. That could be a minimum. Most of the houses, however, we're putting at what I call garage height, which is about 9 foot off the ground, which is a better value for the people because if they ever sold their house down the road, anybody that would want a garage or area underneath for storage, they have that with the garage height. It's not much more to go an extra 3 feet.
Right. Well, finally, David, if I may ask you, are there any other particular services that homeowners are asking for when they hire you as a contractor? Because they're specifically thinking about how to be ready for the next big storm to hit the shore.
There isn't anything else. I mean, when you put the house up in the air that high, and if there's ever another flood, you just go in with a hose and hose your block down,
right,
get salt water off it. And that's about it. It's pretty maintenance-free. So there's nothing much more you can do. I don't think we'll ever have another one that would touch the new levels we're putting these homes at.
Well, let's hope not.
If we do, we're all in trouble.
Well, David Leonetti is owner of LBI House Raising and David Construction in Ship Bottom, New Jersey. Thanks so much for talking with us.
My pleasure.